9:05, welcome back to the Chad Hasty Show on News Talk 790 KFYO. 770-5790, toll free, 1-800-687-0790. Phone lines open to you. First voice you hear from when you dial into today's program, Ariel Walden on the other side. Remember, you can listen online, KFYO.com, and you can download the Radio Pup app for your iPhone and Android phone, and you can listen to the program via the Radio Pup app. We continue to visit with the candidates in Texas 2014. Lots of different primaries out there. One of the very important races here in the state of Texas for Attorney General. And joining me to discuss his campaign, Republican candidate for Attorney General, Barry Smitherman. Mr. Smitherman, welcome to the show. How are you, sir?
Morning, Chad. A little cold this morning, but I'm doing well.
It is a little chilly out there. I appreciate your time today. For those who may not know a whole lot about you, tell us a little bit about yourself and why you decided to run for Attorney General.
Well, it's good to talk to everyone, Chad. I am currently the chairman of the Texas Railroad Commission, which, as you know, oversees the oil and gas pipeline and coal mining industries. Mm-hmm. I am also the former chairman of the Public Utility Commission, which has to do with power generation. I've been a prosecutor in the Harris County DA's office, and I spent 17 years in the private sector. I've been married for 27 years, and I've got four wonderful kids. And I am running for three principal reasons. One, to continue battling the Obama administration, in particular the EPA, to bring law and order to the border, and to run this agency in a business-like fashion, as I have done the Railroad Commission and the PUC, saving money for the taxpayers and demanding that our employees perform at a higher level.
What experience do you think, as being chairman of the Railroad Commission, what experience do you think that brings into a position like Attorney General?
Well, Railroad Commission oversees one of our state's critical pillars of the economy, the oil and gas community. It's a $100 million a year agency with over 700 employees, and we are running it today with less taxpayer dollars. We have reduced the time it takes to get a drilling permit. We are going to see record production of oil and gas and oil and gas permits. We've reduced permitting times from weeks to days. And so that experience leading a big agency separates me from my opponents, neither of which has led anything like this or has done so in such an efficient manner.
Visiting with Barry Smitherman, you can visit his website, barryfortexas.com. I see that one of the big issues on your website right now is immigration and the border. As Attorney General, what can you do to affect that area?
We can do a lot, Chad. We need to take some of our 4,200 employees and our $500 million a year budget and make these people available to work with local DAs and local law enforcement to prosecute crime along the border. I've been there many times recently, and I can tell you it's becoming an area of lawlessness. And it may seem like a long way from where your listeners live, but when crime and criminal element clear the border, they make their way to Lubbock and Amarillo and Dallas and Fort Worth. And so we can work with local DAs and prosecutors to put people in jail. I saw recently in a survey that my opponents appear to be, I think, soft on border crime because we need to give our law enforcement and DAs all the tools that they need to be able to stop people and to inquire of them if they're here illegally. And if they're breaking the law, put them in jail.
I'm absolutely committed
to that.
How do you think they're soft on border crime?
Well, in a recent questionnaire, one of them refused to answer the question, and the other one said, well, we should only ask about immigration-related issues after we've seen them commit a crime. We don't need to wait till they commit a crime. Last night here in Texas, as you know, we executed a Mexican national that killed a police officer. Mm-hmm. I mean, my goodness, we're going to wait till after the commission of a crime before we're going to figure out if they're in the country legally or not?
Visiting with Barry Smitherman, you can visit his website, barryfortexas.com. Have you been disappointed in the legislature and I guess their lack of doing really anything when it comes to immigration during the past two legislative sessions, I guess in particular this past legislative session?
You know, the Attorney General's office, Chad, is not a policy-making position. It's a policy-implementing in the chief law enforcement officer. We've got plenty of laws on the books. All we have to do is enforce them. That means if you come over here, you break the law. Let's say, for example, you occupy someone's farm or ranch. That's criminal trespass. That's all I need to make an arrest. And after I make an arrest and I run you through the system, I fingerprint you, and I find out you're here illegally, you need to go back home. We don't need any new laws. We just need to help border DAs and border sheriffs handle the volume of business that they have right now. And by the way, Chad, they're not getting any help from the Border Patrol. Border Patrol is not doing their job. Our local people are having to do the job.
Is that something that's been lacking in the past, the help for those DAs?
It has been. Every DA, every sheriff and constable is absolutely stretched. You will find that they might have, a DA down there may have one or two assistants, and that's it. And they have hundreds of open cases. And if they get a case that's complicated or one that they don't have the resources for, they need the help of the Attorney General's office. Every time I've talked to a local DA and I've said, would you like some of our people to come down here and help you prosecute crime? The answer is always yes.
Visiting with Barry Smitherman, you can visit his website, barryfortexas.com. Obviously, you brought up the Obama administration, and as possibly being the next attorney general, you've got to look and see what's coming down the pipeline. Or you might be thinking, okay, what's going to be coming down the pipeline, whether it be a challenge over abortion in Texas, in the abortion law, voter ID, maybe gay marriage in Texas. So there are big issues that are going to be coming up. When you look at those issues, where do you stand on those? And then also, what are some other issues that concern you going into the future, even beyond the Obama administration?
Well, I'm glad you mentioned the right to life, because unfortunately we just celebrated the 41st anniversary of a tragic decision, Roe v. Wade, which legalized abortion all the way through the ninth month of pregnancy. I'm the only candidate to have been endorsed by Texas Right to Life and Texas Alliance for Life, and fighting against Roe v. Wade and continuing to support and uphold our pro-life legislation is one of my highest priorities. When it comes to gay so-called marriage, I don't think it's marriage. You can call it whatever you want, but marriage is between one man and one woman. That is in the Texas Constitution, and I will defend that vigorously. Obamacare's got to be stopped. Ted Cruz was absolutely correct. Allowing the federal government to be involved in health care will be a train wreck. And we have to battle Eric Holder on voting rights. He wants to require the federal courts to continue to give us permission to redraw legislative lines, and we don't have to do that. But, Chad, in addition, I think we're going to have battles on Second Amendment. I'm a CHL holder and have an A-plus rating from the NRA. And EPA and Fish and Wildlife, you know well in your territory, one, you get a lot of electricity from burning coal. Obama's trying to shut that down. And they're trying to put all these critters on the endangered species list to take oil and gas productive acreage off the table. That cannot happen.
One of the things that you've been touting in the campaign is your record as a prosecutor, correct?
Well, it's part of my experience. I have many experiences, and that's part of it.
Well, and the reason I mention that is because David Jennings over the Houston Chronicle, and I'm sure you've seen his piece, he was pretty critical of you touting that, saying that, well, in the 15 months, I guess, that the 15-month career as a prosecutor, that you only had 20 jury trials. Is that a fair criticism or not?
Chad, I'm proud of my time in the DA's office. It was only 15 months before Governor Perry tapped me to be on the PUC, but my 15 months is 15 months longer than my opponents. I'm the only one who's ever picked a jury and tried a criminal case, and it gave me a keen understanding of working with law enforcement and the criminal process, and I'm proud to say that this afternoon, the current Harris County DA, Devin Anderson, will announce her endorsement of me. So that period of time when I was there, either sitting as first chair or second chair or helping other prosecutors, was a valuable part of my experience. And the Attorney General's office has jurisdiction for prosecuting crime. And that will be a high priority for me.
Visiting with Barry Smitherman. He's a Republican candidate for Texas Attorney General. You can visit his website, barry4texas.com, and four is actually spelt out, F-O-R, 4texas.com. Before we let you go, what is one other thing that you want to get across to the listeners who are tuning in today?
Chad, I'm the person most qualified to be the next Attorney General. I have executive leadership experience leading the Railroad Commission and the PUC. I do have prosecutorial experience, and I understand law enforcement. In fact, I was recently endorsed by Lubbock County Sheriff Kelly Rowe. I've been endorsed by over a half a dozen sheriffs, including the sheriff of Midland County. I know how to run an agency, and I know how to fight Obama. I've been doing it. I've sued the EPA 7 times, and I'll continue to take the fight to them.
Barry Smitherman, Republican for Attorney General here in the state of Texas. I appreciate your time. We'll visit again with you as the primary continues in this big election for Attorney General.
Thanks, Chad. Take care.
Have a good one. That's Barry Smitherman.